Welcome to Wonder in Reality with Jim Harwell.
Merry Christmas from Wonder in Reality. May Jesus and Jehovah God bless you greatly during this season and all the time. Amen. Celebrate Jesus and His glory. And thanks for listening. Just a quick overview of the previous message and maybe a few new things. Build yourselves up in this most holy faith. One of the purposes within our walk with Jesus Christ is to do that, to build ourselves up in this most holy faith, to enlarge our spirit person, which is the real us, and to, of course, put our old nature to death so that we can connect with the Holy Spirit. Amen. The purpose of human existence is to know God through Jesus Christ. Amen. When we build ourselves up, and there's many things and ways that we can do that, we move into this glorious mystery of knowing God and walking with Him, experiencing Him every day, and celebrating Jesus Christ. Amen. We're on the side now, the plus side. We're in God's family. We're in, and so we can celebrate Him. Anyone who's outside of that, they cannot do that. In fact, it's the opposite of a celebration for them. They may be trying to party and celebrate and in their own way, but it leads to death. It is death, and it leads to death. So we're on the side of life. We are so fortunate. It's only by the grace of God and through the love of God and Jesus Christ and the blood of Jesus, amen, that we are in His family. And it's what we were meant to do. It's normal, natural, simple, easy. And so the many ways that we build ourselves up through, of course, everyone thinks of reading the Bible. Well, that's great. I would say this is not in order, but these are just some thoughts. Seeking Him. Seeking the kingdom of God. Seeking Jesus Christ. Pressing into Him. And we can do that quietly and silently. We can pray in tongues if you have not received your prayer language and receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He wants to give you that, and that's a way that we can charge up our spirit person, and we can connect with the Holy Spirit in that way. And we can pray in tongues silently, quietly. It doesn't have to be some obnoxious loud thing. Amen. The presence of God stills the soul. It doesn't stir up a person and cause them to do strange things. It stills the soul. It's, in fact, when the real presence of God comes in the Bible, when we read that, every person was afraid. They were in fear and afraid. And the angel or Jesus says, do not be afraid. Don't be afraid, because this is God. Amen. And yes, reading the Bible, dwelling on Scripture, yes, interceding, praying. God may call you to be an intercessor. In fact, that's probably our very first calling, is to be, to be obedient and pray when He says to pray and about the things that He says to pray for. And the key, it's so simple. That prayer life is so simple. When we have a burden, pray until the burden lifts. That's the whole thing. You could teach a 10-day seminar about intercession, and that's the main message. When God gives us a prayer burden, pray until the burden's gone. And it might be 30 seconds or a minute, or it might be a day or a week. We don't know. But that's part of just walking in the Spirit. Amen. And then fellowshipping with other Spirit-filled believers and other believers. And then just being obedient, doing His work. All these things are ways listening to messages, listening to teachings. I hope that these little messages help people build themselves up in their most holy faith and build up their spirit person. Listening to messages, listening to teaching messages, and on and on. Of course, not just listening, but reading. Reading messages. So these are just some ideas. The greatest gift to mankind is, of course, Jesus Christ, without a doubt. If you're listening to this, you likely know that. You likely know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. But what I'm about to say is for someone who knows Jesus Christ and who's been walking with Him for a long time, or for someone who doesn't know Him, He is the greatest gift. As I've been saying in these messages, this is the priceless, eternal, glorious gift that is worth more than all the wealth of the earth. Worth more than all the earth and everything that's in the earth. So, how do we receive that? How do we get that treasure that Jesus calls the kingdom? It's as easy as opening that present that we receive at Christmas. We get the present, we open it. We get a glass of water, we drink it. We have some food, we eat it. That's how easy it is to receive Jesus Christ. He's all around us all the time, everywhere we go. Amen. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, they're all the same. Jesus Christ is God. He is Lord. Amen. We simply walk with Him. In Him we live and move and have our being all the time. We must continue on with Him to get to that treasure. We must move through the four phases, as I've been talking about. If you haven't listened to those messages, please listen to those, or just read John chapter 3, 4, and 7. It's right there. But that only makes sense. He's God Almighty. This is the purpose of our existence for eternity. We'll be walking with Him for eternity. Amen. And so it starts on the earth. If we're fortunate enough to find Him on the earth, then we have a chance now to begin that journey. If, let's say that we're 15 or 20 years old when we find Jesus for real, you know, when we really, and then we can walk with Him till we pass from this earth. Let's say that's 20 years or 30 or 40 or 50 years. We get to walk with Him on the earth and begin this eternal journey of walking with Jesus Christ, walking with God, what we were intended to do. It's normal, natural. It's the purpose of our existence. As much as 80% of the world, 90% of the world don't see that. They don't realize it. They don't understand that that's the purpose of our life and that it's normal, natural. It's not something that we have to, that's unnatural. We don't have to strive. Yes, we have to move through the phases in our daily walk. We do have to do, there's a list of things that are common sense that we have to do to qualify to walk with Him, to qualify to be in the phases and to be moving day by day towards that priceless treasure, which is the anointing, the presence of God, the presence of the Holy Spirit, the anointing, the presence and power of God. We have to do, what's that list? It's common sense. Humble ourselves before Him. These are not in perfect order. I'm just kind of reeling them off. Humble ourselves before Him. Confess our sins and repent of our old nature, our not just specific sins, yes, sins, but our old nature of self-will and wanting to do things our way. Repent. Believe the gospel. Believe in Jesus Christ every day. You know, believe is walk by faith. Seek Him with our whole heart. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. How do we love Him? Give Him everything we have. Seek Him with everything we have. Serve Him. Be obedient. Walk with Him day by day. You know, those are that's kind of an overview. But when we do these things, we're in. It's simple and easy. It's not striving and struggling. This perception of that people have is, oh, I'm sacrificing so much. I'm giving up all these, my previous life of fun and the things I enjoyed, and I'm giving up the things that I want to do. I'm sacrificing so much. What sacrifice is that? Those things are nothing. Our life is worth nothing. We are nothing. Without Him, we're dead. Without Him, we can do nothing. How is that a sacrifice if we're giving up? I'm giving up all this. It's going to be so hard. Jesus says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. So really, when we call it qualifying to be in His family, then it becomes easy, simple. He causes us to walk with Him. I will put my Spirit in you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will do them. He wants to do that for us. But we just have to do those things. We have to do it His way, of course. And then it is easy. It's simple. Amen. Then we're in, and but we need to continue on, and we need to serve Him. Now, yes, if he calls us to go to some other part of the world, and yes, we need to do it. You know, we need to be obedient every day and generally. I make this point because even among Christians, you know, there's the perception that it's this religious, dry, boring, awful endeavor, and that we have to give up everything and go do something that is distasteful and just, you know, go. That's why I mentioned, you know, become a missionary in another part of the world where it's just years and years of slave labor. And now people who are doing that, that's fantastic and wonderful. They're going to get rewards both in this life and for eternity. But let's let the Holy Spirit lead us. That's the main thing, is our relationship with Him through the Holy Spirit. That's the main thing. Not what we're doing, you know, not our ministry or not. I'm just making a point here. I'm not denigrating at all what someone is doing in their ministry. I'm just using that as an example of the example of going to the farthest part of the world where we think that we have to sacrifice and do that. That, you know, let's try to do the perfect will of God right where we are. If He leads us to do that, then yes, we should do that. Okay. It becomes easy, simple, and we just walk with Him in that daily walk. Then glorious things happen. And this, you listening, you may be one of the first people to truly walk with God in the perfect will of God. It's very few people, very few, tiny number of people that do that. But you could be one.